Welcome to the Faith Flex Podcast, your sanctuary for soulful exploration and practical wisdom, where spiritual growth joins together with the hustle of daily life. I'm your host, Monica Roxanne. I'm so glad you decided to join me and countless others because this is your moment for reflection, for growth, for real life change. Whether you're seeking a whisper of inspiration or a robust blueprint for action, the Faith Flex Podcast stands as a testament to the daring spirit within all of us. So, to my pursuers and my dreamers, to my doers and believers, our journey awaits. Welcome. Hey, fam. Welcome to another episode of the Faith Flex Podcast. I'm your host, your girl, Monica Roxanne. And in today's episode, we're going to dive into the theme, the wisdom of patience, trusting God's timing. So listen, let's talk about patience, patience as a virtue. We all, I don't know about you, but sometimes patience is difficult for me. Oftentimes patience requires a whole lot of work and effort. Being patient and waiting for God to move or to shift or to place his hand in favor on a situation is sometimes a bit nerve-wracking. And so we're going to talk about what is wisdom of patience. Why is patience considered a form of wisdom when we're trusting in God's timing? So let's just talk about patience really quickly here. So the definition of patience, and you know, is the capacity to accept and tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. That's a whole statement there, right? And when we talk about it in the Bible, it's often associated with endurance, perseverance, steadfastness in the face of trial and challenges. And we see that in James chapter 5, verse 7 through 8. It says, be patient, then, brothers and sisters, unto the Lord's coming. See how the farmers wait for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near. So the Bible is clear that patience requires some type of resolve, requires some type of endurance. It requires some type of perseverance, but it also requires us to be steadfast and to stand firm. There's this apologetic quote that I came across, and it says, patience is not simply the ability to wait. It is how we behave while we're waiting. Trusting God's timing requires us to surrender our desires for control and embrace his sovereign plan, even when it seems delayed or uncertain. So based on the definition, which is the capacity to accept or to tolerate delay or trouble or suffering without getting upset, this particular will be applied into our day to day. When we apply it into our walk, when we get up in the morning, patience is not just the ability to wait, but it's really about how we wait. Trusting in God's time, it requires us to surrender our desire for control and embrace his sovereign plan, even when it seems delayed or uncertain. Wow. Wow. So when we consider the wisdom of patience, right, we are considering the importance, its impact. How should I wait? And while I'm waiting, what is my mindset? What is my approach? What is my countenance? So what's the importance of trusting God's timing? Now, throughout the Bible, we find that there's numerous examples of individuals who are faced with so many periods of waiting, right, and uncertainty. But ultimately, we witness God's faithfulness when they essentially trust in his timing. So from Abraham waiting on the birth of Isaac to the Israelites just basically waiting for deliverance from Egypt, the narrative of scripture really emphasizes the significance of trusting God's sovereign timing. It is through that trust that we acknowledge God's wisdom and his sovereignty over our lives. And that's when we really relinquish our control and our desires for immediate gratification and just embrace his perfect plan. That's the importance of trusting God. Like when we stop for a half a second and really think about all of the stories and all of the history that you have with God. And when you stopped and when you took a moment to really say, God, let your will be done. Okay. Then you find that, wait, as long as I embrace God's plan, as long as I remove the need for the right now. His plan is perfect. His timing is perfect. He hasn't missed a cue. He hasn't missed a roll call. He hasn't missed anything. And so I'm waiting for him is really trusting in God and knowing that his will is perfect. He has the history with you that proves that he's perfect. He has the perfect credit score. Trusting in his timing is the benefit of us. And it's the foring of his plan for man on earth. And Psalms 27 verse 14 says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. And so this quote I came across, it says, God's timing is not just a matter of chronological events. It's a reflection of his perfect wisdom and divine orchestration. When we trust in his timing, we affirm his sovereignty over our lives and acknowledge his ability to work all things together for our good. Apologist Lee Strobel says that quote. So really, when we think about it, it's not all the chronological events that take place, but it's really about our ability to reflect on his perfect wisdom and divine orchestration, his perfect wisdom and his divine timing. And that we acknowledge that even when we don't know, we don't understand, we don't get it, that God is truly, truly going to make sure that everything works for our good. And that's the beauty of really having the patience, because you're having faith, you're having trust, you're resting and knowing that waiting on God is not going to come, not going to yield any results. Waiting on God is a full-on benefit, because when he shows up well. So being patient with God is really just trust. So patience with God's timing requires a deep-seated trust, really in his character and in his promises. And in order to know his character and his promises, you have to know his word. We have to study the word like we breathe life, like we breathe air. Study the word so that we know God. So when we are faced with uncertainty, we can lean into our faith. We can lean into our confidence. We can lean into our trust, knowing that God is with us, especially if we're walking in step with him. So when you're being patient and you're waiting on God and you're trusting in him, it really involves surrendering your own timeline and your agenda and acknowledging that God's timing is always perfect, even when it doesn't align with our own expectations. So a lot of times as we wait upon the Lord, we have to call back all of the times that God was faithful to us, all the times that when we were in prayer and obedient, he has shown up. Because again, it goes back to Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for our good to those who love him and to those who are called according to his purpose. So when we are patient, we are waiting. We no longer need the expeditious response, even though it looks like we need it. We're waiting for him to do the supernatural. It is showing that even if it looks a little dicey, looks a little weird, looks a little like, okay, God, this is the ninth hour. I need you to really show up. He is going to do that. And so William Lane Craig says this, as Christians, we must demonstrate through our lives the wisdom of patience, showing that true fulfillment comes from aligning our will with God's perfect timing. Ooh, man, that's powerful. So the wisdom of patience and trusting in God's timing is all for his glory, and it's going to be work out for our good. So how do we do that? How do we discern God's timing and while we're waiting, right? And so the first thing I will say is prayer and meditation. I'll begin by setting aside some dedicated time for prayer, creating a quiet space for you and God to commune. And then pour your heart out to God. Express your desires, your concerns, your uncertainties, because that's what prayer is about. Prayer is about you speaking and then you're listening. You're speaking and you're listening. And in that silent place, there is wisdom. And so when you're pouring out your heart to God and expressing your desires, also seek God's guidance and wisdom through prayer and asking him to reveal his timing and will for your life. So remember, even if you're praying, you're asking and seeking for something, there's a part of this you have to stop speaking, stop talking, and listen and practice listening in the silence, allowing God to speak to your heart and really provide clarity. James chapter 1, verse 5 through 6 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind." So when you're in your meditation and you're praying, you have to remember to pray and listen. Pray and listen, because in the silence, God will answer. He will speak to your heart. And if you're not listening, you'll miss it. The next step is to study God's word. Dive into the scripture. Immerse yourself into the timeless truth and promises of God's word. That's how you're going to know God's timing. In order for you to really be patient and trust God, you got to know his character and his promises. But you have to study his word to do that. So when you dive into the scripture, really consider what the truth of a matter is and the principles that are linked into his word. Utilize study guides, you know, concordances, the commentaries to gain a deeper understanding of God's principles. It's not just reading the scripture. It is you taking a deeper dive to gain understanding. We know that Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 says, "Wisdom is a principal thing, and in all thy getting, get knowledge and understanding." So it's for us to study well so that we can gain wisdom. And then pay attention, very close attention, to the passages that speak about God's faithfulness and his sovereignty and his timing. There's so many scriptures that reflect that, and it reflects how the lives of so many of the main biblical characters or figures in the Bible, such as Abraham, Joseph, and David, really exemplify patience and trust in God's timing. Abraham waited for Isaac. Joseph waited for his freedom. David, you know, waited for him to be free. Like there's so much waiting. "I will wait on the Lord," right? "For he will renew my strength." So Psalms 119 verse 130 says, "A folding of your words give life. It gives understanding to the simple." What is that saying? It's saying, listen, if we reflect on the thing in front of you, it is going to give you understanding. It will make it simple. The next thing I believe is the third step of really discerning God's timing is to seek counsel. You can pray, absolutely. Should you study the word? Absolutely. But there's nothing wrong with going to seek counsel, having good mentors and leaders in your life that you can have a conversation with to help with gaining a perspective. So surround yourself around mature believers who can offer godly wisdom and perspective. And then if you have mentors or spiritual advisors, also seek them out. And because they should have a strong foundation in the faith and biblical knowledge. Because again, it is... the Bible is clear. There's safety when you have the multitude of wise counsel. And so, but while you're seeking, make sure you be open and transparent about your own struggles and your own uncertainties. And then allow people to really speak into your life with love and truth. Because if you don't, we're defeating the purpose. The reason why we're seeking counsel is because we're trying to remain patient. We're trying to remain in a space that is positive and focused on the end, not what is being shown before you and your struggles or your uncertainties. And if you're not being open and transparent about your struggles and your uncertainties, you're not going to get the word that you need to keep going. You're not going to get the word that you need to continue to anchor your faith. So check out the episode called Faith as an Anchor, because if we really dive into having a mentor or a community of people to help ground you when your faith wavers a little bit. Yeah. And the next thing also when you're considering to seek counsel is to consider the advice and counsel of those who align with the biblical principles and that it demonstrates in their lives. Because oftentimes a lot of people speak really, really well and they give a lot of great advice, but they don't take their own advice. And what you need is evidence that God hasn't forgotten about you. So make sure when you're seeking good counsel, make sure you seek good counsel where the very thing that you're trying to make sure you remain grounded in, to make sure that you're remaining focused in, it's actually demonstrated or exhibiting in their lives so that you are feeling confident that what you're studying and what you need from God is true, because we know that our lives are a demonstration of what God is doing. And it's for not just for ourselves, but for others. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22 says, "Plans fail for the lack of counsel, But with many advisors, they succeed. So that is so important that when you have a multitude of counsel, of good, healthy individuals in your life, you're going to succeed. You're going to be steadfast and unwavering because you not only have spoken to those that could speak to you, but you see it evident in their lives. Next is to listen to the Holy Spirit. While we're meditating, while we're praying, while we're studying our word, seeking counsel, the Holy Spirit is also speaking to our hearts. So build a sensitivity. And that's why prayer and meditation is really, really important, because while you're praying and then you're sitting in silence, waiting for God to speak, it really cultivates a sensitivity to the prompting of the Holy Spirit within your heart. It's spending time in prayer really helps you reflect and asking the Holy Spirit to guide you, direct your thoughts and your actions so that you are walking in alignment with God's will so that he can move on your behalf. We all know that God's not going to move on our behalf if we're walking out of alignment. Okay. He is a God of order. He's a God of his word. So we know that what he said in his word, he can't go against. He says, because of my word, I must do a thing. And so when we're walking in alignment with him, he will walk with us. And pay attention to moments where there's some conviction, because when you're listening, when you're meditating and the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart, there's some deep reflection. And you're going to see some things in there. And you're like, man, I thought I dealt with that. And you realize that maybe I need to deal with that a little bit more. So pay attention to moments where there's conviction, there's peace and some clarity, because there that is some indication that God is really leading you. Because the God we serve is, if he starts to permeate our hearts and he starts to do that deep excavation, that's the word I'm looking for, deep excavation of our hearts and where we are, there are going to be some conviction because we're not perfect, but then there's going to be a sense of peace, and then there's going to be a sense of clarity. So trust the Holy Spirit and how he illuminates his timing and provide discernment amidst the confusion and the doubt. Trust the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. And again, you're going to be starting to feel that in either being convicted and moving and shifting how you need to, or a place of peace, or a place of an aha moment, like clarity will come. And we see that in John chapter 16, verse 13. But when he, the Holy Spirit speaks truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. So in this scripture, it talks about the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all truth. So again, if there's some things we still need to deal with while we're waiting on God, deal with it. If there's a piece about a thing, then feel the resolve to know that you're moving in the right direction. And if you get an aha moment, shift. That's all you have to do. That's what the Holy Spirit is here, is to guide us in the right path as God continues to do amazing things in our lives. And last but not least, I think if we really want to dive into this, and if you want to discern God's timing, exercise patience, 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 patience. Embrace it. It's a virtue. And the virtue of patience, as you wait on God for God's timing to unfold, remind yourself that God is faithful and sovereign. Trust that he's working behind the scenes for your good. Listen, it's difficult sometimes. We want to rush, right? So resist the urge to rush ahead and or try to manipulate circumstances to fit your timetable better. You can't do that. If you really want to trust on God, trust on him. Okay? Trust him. If you're going to trust God, then trust him. But you cannot manipulate a situation and then call it God. You can't manipulate the situation and try to rush ahead of God. Trust him and trust his timing. And then so by doing that, you surrender your desires and expectations to God. You relinquish your control and you allow him to orchestrate events according to his perfect plan. You orchestrate the events according to his perfect plan. So you have to let go of your desires and expectations to God, relinquish your control, let it go, and just be intentional about your day while you're meditating, praying, seeking counsel, studying his word while he's working it out for us. And stay anchored in your faith. I cannot stress it enough. Faith as an anchor, knowing that God's timing is always impeccable. Remember that he has a history with you. His credit score is perfect, and know that his timing is always impeccable. And even when it seems delayed or uncertain, he is always on time. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not be faint. The concept of God's timing underscores his sovereignty and his power. And apologetically, I think we can understand that God operates outside the constraint of time as we perceive it. So his timing is not bound by our human limitations or our timing, but is intricately woven into his own divine plan for creation. And while we may struggle to comprehend why certain events unfold as they do, we can find assurance in knowing that God's timing is purposeful and ultimately for his glory and our good. So I want to leave you with this book. As you guys know, this is the Faith Flex podcast. So we bring practicality to our faith-based principles by Nero Feliciano called This Book Won't Make You Happy. The concept in this book I want to highlight because this is amazing. In the last chapter, she talks about the wise mind as she really explores the crucial element in finding contentment and peace. So the wise mind is like an essential state of balance between emotional and rational thinking. And so when we're trying to figure out patience and discerning God's time, we are really in this emotional, rational space. And so when she calls it a wise mind, she says that it's where the intuition meets logic. So your intuition is your emotion, but the logic is your mind, and leading to sound decisions and a deeper understanding of oneself and the world. The wise mind plays a pivotal role in trusting in God's timing, because God's timing requires a harmonious blend of patience, faith, and discernment. A wise mind allows the individual to navigate the uncertainties of life with grace and resilience, and understanding that some things are beyond our control and timing is often divine. So by embracing the wise mind, you, me, and individuals can cultivate the virtue of patience, recognizing that every delay, every setback, every waiting period has a purpose in the grand scheme of things. And it's about surrendering to the present moment while staying grounded in faith and in hope for the future. So in essence, if you have a wise mind, you pursue the wise mind. The wise mind would empower you, empower us to trust in God's timing and knowing that everything unfolds according to his plan, when and even when it doesn't align with our own timeline. So listen, guys, I know This is so rich, especially coming out of the Passover over the weekend. We have to be wise. We have to use patience when we're trying to wait and trust in God's timing. So I really hope that this episode blessed you. And remember, if it did, to like, share, and subscribe. And I hope you will join me next week for another episode as we continue to flex our faith. Until next time, thanks, everybody. And that's a wrap on today's soul-stirring episode of the Faith Flex podcast. I hope you're leaving feeling uplifted and equipped to turn your everyday experience into stepping stones for spiritual growth and practical living. Thank you for tuning in and sharing your time with me. Be sure to subscribe, share it with your friends, and leave a review if you enjoy the journey today. Your support means the world to me, and it helps bring this message to more listeners who are searching for harmony between their spiritual walk and action. Until next time, remember to flex your faith.